This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
They want to be married, and you should want to be married if you're married, and stay married as long as you... That's my disclaimer. That's my disclaimer.
That's how that goes, yeah.
Why you love me. If you've ever wanted to know what it's like for someone to talk themselves into a corner and a cliff...
Oh, listen.
There's a sharp edge.
I see it.
You are sweating.
Okay.
So stay married.
Get his world record. Now, it may be alien. It may be an unknown crime ring. But the popcorn of the world disappeared. It's gone. No longer to be seen in movie theaters in buckets.
No more popcorn?
Did this actually happen? Because I've heard of shortages.
No, this did not actually happen.
Okay.
This is a hypothetical, but it's a mystery nonetheless.
All right, fine.
And you are needed to be a part of solving this. Not specifically finding out who did it, but you get to be a part of solving this conundrum of now that everything's gone, all the popcorn's gone, what goes in the bucket next when you go to the movie theaters? So if you go to a movie theater and you're not able to get popcorn,
what would you put in it?
What would you put in it?
I love this exercise.
What savory, treat, crunchy, munchy goes in it? You get to pick. You get to be like, well, there's no more popcorn. Can't do that.
Like that I can get at the movie theater? Like I'm filling it with...
I don't think you specifically have to get something that's already there.
Okay.
Maybe you're like pretzel sticks. I want the crunchy little pretzel sticks with some Nutella or something like that and just... What goes in that bucket that you're going to sit and munch on for the next 2.5 hours?
You are ruining people's diets right now.
No.
Currently, right now, because you're making me hungry, and I'm like, what I planned for lunch? Out. I need to get something super savory and sweet.
Okay, I'll own this. I'm ruining a lot of things.
All right, thank you.
Hannah, what goes in the bucket for
Man,
you?
Man, instead of popcorn, what would I enjoy eating in a giant vat?
A trough, as it were.
Mac and cheese. It's gotta be mac and cheese.
Mac and
just
cheese.
The extra large tub, popcorn size tub, full of mac and cheese, crispy top. You break through it. I mean, they give you a large plastic spoon, bigger than the Dairy Queen ones, like huge.
You didn't really have to think long on this. You're immediately into the pasta.
I am immediately mac and cheese.
She's like, I had a dream about it last night, so let's just talk about it.
And now it'll come back tonight. I'm not mad at that.
Unlimited breadsticks.
No, just mac and cheese.
Just the mac and cheese.
614-479-1049. What goes in the bucket for you?
Some call it a fashion faux pas. Others call it a wardrobe malfunction. It's those outfit mishaps that sometimes you catch yourself before you walk out the door.
Oh, geez.
That's a good day.
Yep.
But most often, someone out in the wild points it out.
Yeah.
And leaves you so utterly embarrassed.
This is why you need somebody to give you the once over before you leave, like you're wearing that. Oh, apparently not. Apparently
well,
not.
Well, exactly. There's a reason for it. My best friend has a habit of doing this. She's a nurse, and there have been so many days throughout the years that I get a text midday of just her feet. It's another day, another mismatched shoe moment.
How does that happen?
It's like she gets up so early before these 12-hour shifts, and she goes to grab her tennis shoes, and she doesn't even think about it. She's flying out the door. She has two different shoes on.
It's a lack of preparation.
But what's wild to me is the one she sent me most recently was she had two different shoes on. They were boots, and they were both right-footed.
What?
I was like, how did you even take a step?
She keeps going
realizing?
In circles. She got nowhere that day.
I know. I was like, how did that not hurt? How did you get out of the house with that working out for you?
I got a lot of questions.
I know. And then, like, my outfit mishap is always leaving the tags on.
Yep.
I'm, like, in the office, and somebody's yanking on my neck with the tag. Like, oh, you saw I got that on clearance for $3.99. I'm kind of proud of that.
Yeah, that's actually that's a big flex, Hannah.
Dave Ramsey approves.
Yes, exactly. You can share your outfit mishap, maybe your wardrobe malfunction, 614-479-1049. Chad, have you ever had one?
I'm sure I have because that's just who I am, but I've also forgotten it. But the only thing that really comes to mind is I worked at a kids' camp and I bought a brand new towel. I was so excited about it. I was like, I'm a grown-up. I'm buying a towel. And I didn't wash it before I used it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, towels don't
work. And it was blue. And it was, I mean, the easiest way to say it is it looked like I tarred and feathered myself. I just had blue stuck to my body.
Wait,
I was like
okay.
transforming into a Smurf. It
that
was bad.
That is an outfit mishap because if you, over the years, ever bought new jeans
from... I needed
from
a lint roller. It was so bad.
Old Navy. I'm sure there are people who know this. If you bought new jeans from Old Navy and didn't wash them beforehand, the second you got out of them, you look like you're from the Blue Man Group.
No way.
You dyed your own skin blue.
Oh, my word.
So warning, I don't know if it still does that, but warning, watch yourself at Old Navy.
There's been a new development to an old question. If a tree falls in the wood, or in the woods, does it make...
You have to say it with an accent if you're going to talk like that. If a tree falls in the wood. Okay.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, no kidding. The 100-acre wood.
If a tree falls on a stack of woods... No, if a tree falls in the wood, does it make a noise?
I don't know, but you sure are making a lot of noise right now. What is this about?
This is going to be great.
I believe you.
The update to this is, does a remote worker who takes an unscheduled break, does their boss know?
Ah.
That's the question. And the short answer is you're fired.
Right. I was going to say no, because you've worked from home before.
Yes. In fact, it's actually really hard to do the show remote because I'm just way over here. If I try to do it remote, I got to yell louder.
Yeah,
so
right. It doesn't work that way.
At home, it's even worse. Now, you're saying that if you're a remote worker, you're 35% more likely to be fired than those who work in the office. Because out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I guess.
If you get fired and you fall over in your home, nobody hears it.
But the productivity in and of itself should prove your effectiveness for the workplace.
Oftentimes we'll use this phrase when I'm trying to compare godly things to like how we live on earth. And I say this, the analogy breaks down.
Yeah.
Sure.
I believe that's the title of this conversation.
Sure.
Right, it's not 100%, making quite sense.
100%. That works out.
Any final thoughts there?
Companies prefer in office workers as they see them as higher performers.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional distance in remote work makes it easier for managers to lay off employees. So out of sight, out of mind.
I just got an email from management. They'd like you to start working from home, actually.
After sitting in traffic and dealing with the school drop-off lane, your brain is already done with the day.
Mush.
I checked out before we started.
So as you sit at your desk chugging coffee...
Mm-hmm.
Your mind starts to wander and your thoughts start to drift. And all of a sudden, you're just thinking. Airlines are always sending, "We're in this together" emails. But where were you when my suitcase was 52 pounds?
You're not kidding. You're not kidding. They had an opportunity right there to earn a lot of goodwill. And no,
it's unsafe unless you pay for it.
Just thinking. If I don't come out of the shower, at least medium rare, the water was not hot enough.
My wife is like that, and I have to be sure I shower first. Otherwise, scorching.
Just thinking, I have never taken the right amount of napkins.
Ever.
No. Never
one
at all.
Or 42.
Just thinking. If you saw the way I squeeze every last bit of toothpaste out of the bottle, you'd think I was exactly $2.59 away from complete financial ruin.
100%. They even make contraptions to get everything out of there.
Probably really good at collecting things. In fact, is there anything that you can think of offhand that you collect on purpose?
Baseball cards. At least I did. Okay. And unfortunately, I didn't collect any of the valuable ones because they're worth nothing.
Right.
I got boxes.
Same. I collected in the worst era to collect baseball cards.
Yeah,
there
were
millions of copies. Hannah, what do you collect?
Christmas ornaments. When I travel to new places, I get a Christmas ornament.
How many trees do you have to hang all those ornaments? Because you travel a lot.
Well, I have one tree that has all my like normal Christmas ornaments and then just a travel tree.
So
the travel tree.
If you travel
in like June... You're looking for ornaments?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, they're at all the places.
All the kitschy shops.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things to collect. The Bible encourages us to stop collecting some things.
Oh.
Or maybe more specifically,
my Christmas ornaments.
Yeah,
Hannah's very heartbroken.
I'm about to Christmas tree ornament shame Hannah.
Oh,
no. Okay. I should actually phrase it this way. The Bible encourages us to lose some things, and specifically baggage. If you're like me, you've got stuff in your life that you're like, I probably should let that go, but it's more fun or more satisfying, or I think I can't let it go. The Bible encourages us to get rid of things like bitterness, rage, anger. Facebook and traffic are really difficult for those.
The message version, it says social media in it.
The Bible encourages us to eliminate slander from our behavior, to let go of things like every form of malice. The Bible encourages us to be compassionate for one another, to practice forgiveness towards one another. Our pastor says it this way. You've heard hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, forgiven people forgive people.
Oh, I like that.
And so airlines do it all the time. They lose baggage.
Yeah.
It's okay if you do too.
The one in your life may or may not stack up. And if they don't, it's okay. No judgment.
Oh.
For example, the most popular dog breeds in Ohio were just announced.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay. Bring it on. Okay. Whew. All right.
I'm sorry, Hannah.
No, what?
What is Murphy?
So he's mostly German Shepherd.
Okay.
German Shepherd lab mix.
Number two.
He's number two?
Number two on the list. Not number one. Okay. Number one is Golden Retriever.
That's not.
Well, first is the worst
surprising.
And second is the best. So.
Second didn't rhyme with best. First is worst. You need to have that rhyme somehow.
No, it's fine.
Okay,
we're leaving it at that.
I would say I would agree with the Golden Retriever being the number one because I don't live in a big neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We are drowning in Golden Retrievers.
They are everywhere.
All
you're right.
over the
they're
place.
They're so cute.
They are, and they're all very kind and nice, but yes. Occasionally a couple of them will get out, and I'm like, I don't know whose you are. Because they both come to whatever. You're just like, hey, silly, and off they trot.
But if we're honest, they are America's dog.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I'm a little disturbed for this. The most popular dog breed in Ohio, number three, Chihuahuas.
What?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. They're cute.
Yeah. If you have a Chihuahua, I don't dislike you or your dog. I'm just
surprised. I don't see them around.
Yeah, well, that's because they're in everyone's purse.
They are. They're just hiding fair. In every purse. You're right.
So anyway, dog or cat or bird or whatever, tell us why your pet is number one in your book. Yeah. So here's the number, and I do want to hear because I know Murphy's tops. 614-479-1049. You can just shout out that little furry friend God gave you. But Hannah, why is Murph number one for you?
So yes, just because he's number two on America's list, he is number one in my heart because he is a great fitness coach. He motivates me to run faster because he sprints all out.
That's
every
true.
Time we're outside. He just sprints.
0 to 100 all the time.
No matter if it's been 5 minutes or 5 hours, he's just so stinking excited to see you.
Yeah.
He's just so happy. He talks to you every day. He's very chatty.
What does he say?
He goes, raw, 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 raw. And I interpret that as give me food, but or I love you forever endlessly.
Sometimes it's
and
the same.
And finally, he loves his mama, but will come for you if you come for me, so back off.
Oh, nice. Nice.
He will defend his mama to the end.
I love that. My dog would just plop down and be like, all right, what you gonna do?
Oh, no.
What you gonna do about it?
Murphy's 75
like,
pounds
get
of anger.
I'm gonna get the popcorn. Let's watch what happens to Josh.
He loves popcorn, that's for sure. Why is your pet number one, even though Hannah's is number two on Ohio's list? 614-479-1049.
Yes, those are my feelings.
Was that more Murphy talk right there?
Yeah.
Is that what I think it is?
Well, the headline is clickbait.
Clickbait news.
Dude, this better be good, man.
I'm hoping it will be.
I'm telling you.
In a world.
Wait. What?
In a world.
Yeah, you said that.
Overgrown with weeds.
Okay.
Where vegetation has run wild. No order in the garden whatsoever.
Have you been looking at my landscaping?
One hero to rule them all.
What?
I don't know.
I am that hero!
Wow.
Oh, my word! What a throwback!
Larry Boy!
Big Idea Content Group recently announced, coming 2026, Larry Boy theatrical release.
No way! Larry Boy the movie.
Okay, wait. Well, I grew up on VeggieTales, but not everyone did.
No.
So that's our friend Larry the Cucumber.
Yes. This is so great because, like, this is... I challenged you to make it a good clickbait news. Yeah. This is the best one ever.
Best news ever.
I can't confirm... But I think it's going to be part of the Marvel universe.
No, what? Why?
For real?
What?
I hope so. They could call it Larry Boy, Guardian of the Garden. I think it's got some legs.
Gardener of the Galaxy.
Larry does not have any legs.
You too can set a world record. You just have to do something that no one else wants to do and do it for longer.
We talked about this the other
day. That's Guinness World Record.
It also has to be on the world. You mentioned an outer space world record. It's not a world record because it wasn't in the world. But anyway, is this on the planet?
This is on the planet. Okay, John Henderson and his wife Charlotte, ages 106 and 105.
Oh, they're adorable.
Just set a Guinness World Record. And I will retract half of my easy to set a Guinness World Record is A, do it longer than anybody else, and then do something no one else wants to. They want to be married, and you should want to be married if you're married. Stay married as long as you... That's my disclaimer. That's my disclaimer.
How that goes, yeah.
If you've ever wanted to know what it's like for someone to talk themselves into a corner and a cliff.
I'll listen. Is
that
a sharp edge?
I can see it.
You are sweating.
Okay.
So they set a Guinness World Record.
Uh-huh. And they have been married. We'll just tell you. They met in 1934.
Good grief.
Wow.
And they were married 5 years later.
Those guys, wow.
And they just celebrated their 80th wedding anniversary. Oh.
That is the best thing ever.
Yes.
So to break that record... You would need to live longer than them and be married longer
than them. Essential oils and veggies. Those are the two things.
Thanks for hanging out with the River Morning Show. We are Josh, Chad, and Hannah.
Now, it's a mystery you don't have to solve, but you do have to decide what happens next. All the popcorn in the world, hypothetically, has disappeared. It's gone.
Thank you for saying hypothetical, because I was scared.
Although it is an election year, so who knows what will happen.
That's what I mean. Shortages everywhere.
So what do you replace popcorn with in a bucket when you go to the movie theater if popcorn no longer existed? Mm. Hannah, you said...
Mac and cheese.
That's a lot of
mac
cheese.
And cheese.
Carbo loading for the Olympics.
Massive spoon. Ketchup and more cheese.
One of the baby bibs that has like the catcher that so if you miss, it goes in, you can just eat out of that.
Yep.
Josh, what goes in the bucket for you?
For me, bacon.
Yeah.
And here's what I want.
A whole ton of bacon.
See, I want to be able to say bucket o' bacon, please.
Bucket o' bacon.
Also, I want a divider down the middle. Bacon on one side.
Okay.
Paper towels on the other, because that's a lot of grease.
I was going to say, it sounds like one of those Christmas buckets that you get where it's got the caramel corn, the cheese corn, and the... But that doesn't exist.
So maple bacon, pepper bacon, jalapeno bacon.
I love this idea.
Yeah, we've done it.
Coming to an Etsy shop near you.
Yes.
614-479-1049. What goes in your bucket if popcorn can't? Karen, what's that for you?
I make this mix that has honey wheat pretzels, the peanut butter nuggets, and the Reese's little peanut butter sandwich. Crackers, and then a nutty butter cookie. Mess on it every day.
Do you sell it? Because I'm coming to your house.
Or better yet, do you deliver?
Well, not that far anyway, but it's really good.
Look, life happens.
I don't ever like it when Hannah starts a conversation.
Listen. There are good days and happy moments, and then there are days that you leave the house wearing two different shoes, the tag on your shirt, and broccoli in your teeth.
Yep.
Everyone has had one of those days, and everyone has had an outfit mishap.
Absolutely.
A wardrobe malfunction. Mm-hmm. Mine is most often leaving a tag on the clothes. Have you noticed, by the way, that they just keep adding more tags?
Yes.
There's like the one on the collar. You expect that one. But then there's the one in the armpit. Uh-huh. And then some stores forget the security tag. So of course you're going to leave the house with tags on when they're setting you up to fail like
Everywhere
that.
Everywhere you go, setting off alarms.
In multiple ways, I'm sure.
No kidding. The grocery store is like, she stole it. We didn't even know we sold shirts.
I didn't steal anything. Josh, have you ever had an outfit mishap?
Being color deficient is its own little adventure. I own more green pants than any man should own. I thought they were brown.
That's
okay,
fair.
So you see brown as green.
Earth tones are the worst part because browns and greens, to me, look very similar. Like, I had these zip pocket cargo pants when those were popular many years ago.
Wait. The ones that you could like shorten, you could zip off at the knee?
Yeah.
Oh, those are great.
Those are the ones.
They were like convertible pants. Flashback.
Exactly.
Love it.
They were green and okay. I didn't know it. And thankfully they were rugged, air quotes, rugged enough looking that it kind of worked. But once I found out they were green, nope, in the drawer forever, never again.
You didn't want to look like you were about to army crawl somewhere.
Right, exactly. I'm like, listen, you don't want me on that wall. You don't need me on that wall. Okay, it's just not going to work.
Have you ever had an outfit mishap? 614-479-1049. Amy, what's your outfit mishap?
So I dropped my daughter off at school. And of course, you know, I'm looking like a scrub. And then I looked at my phone and realized I had a 9 o'clock doctor appointment. And
oh,
I didn't have time to go home. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. So I stopped at Kroger. I got like a little bit of makeup, put it on. And I got there and they said, oh, your appointment's not till 1:30. I'm like, oh, okay, good. So I thought, well, you know, I can at least go home and put myself together. So I got to the doctor, and when I got home later that night, I realized that, of course, you know, when you go to the doctor, you want to wear something white because you're getting weighed.
Right?
And yes. So I had yoga type pants on. So that night I went to take them off and I realized they were inside out. So I just messed up the whole day.
And see, that's at the end of the day. There's no time to redeem yourself. No. You just have to literally lay in it.
But you know what? It also shows what's wrong with humanity. Nobody. I would have pulled you aside and be like, my friend, just want to let you know your tag's out. Like, anything. Yeah. Nobody told you.
Yeah, it was literally on the side of my pants. Like, and luckily, most of the people in my doctor's office know me and know that I'm a hot mess, like, most of the time anyway. So.
And now you have a great story that's making people smile.
Right.
So thank you so much for sharing that.
You know, there are moments in life when the clouds part, the sun shines, and you realize you just realized something.
Oh, sure.
Have you ever realized you've realized something? It's like a double whammy. It's like an epiphany of sorts.
A eureka.
A breakthrough.
You realized it, but the realization of realizing.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Is really eye-opening.
It really is. So that's the idea behind this journal that I'm keeping. I call it thoughts, prayers, and observations.
Gosh.
And yes.
We love that you keep a diary. We are humbled by it. The dedication you have to your diary
is impressive.
Smell
it. It's real leather.
Don't need to smell a diary.
The notes to yourself and your kids and the gel pens.
Well, listen, you've got that part right. It is for my kids. I want to be able to hand these things down, the thoughts, prayers, and observations that I have. Gel pen aside, quit judging me if it's glittery or not.
We just want you to embrace the diary.
It's a journal. Anyway, this one today is short but powerful. It says, even if you don't get it right, God can still make it right.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love that because
soak in the goodness of the journal.
Oh.
It's a journal.
All right, if you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. That happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg. There's no like major prize. But would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request. But would you like and rate this show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5. Over 4.
And yeah, it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.